This news update is being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. According to Huron County Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen, the sheriff's office lobby will be under construction starting Tuesday, April 16th, and will be continued through Friday, April 19th. During this time, the records lobby will be closed to the public and the front door will be locked. Unfortunately, the sheriff's office will not be able to do fingerprints until the project is completed. Please call 989-269-6500 Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. to make an appointment for the following weeks. If you need a gun permit or to fill out a FOIA request, again, you can call 269-6500 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. and someone will assist you over the phone. And last month, the Sinulog County Sheriff's Posse showcased their equestrian skills at the Michigan Horse Expo in Lansing, alongside over 58 mounted division members from law enforcement agencies across the state. Led by Sinulog County Posse Commander Jared Stull, the team's dedication to detail during the uniform inspection earned them a commendable fourth-place trophy. This month, don't miss the Sheriff's Posse's annual fundraiser at the Elk Street Brewery and Tap Room on Thursday, April 18th, from 4 until 8 p.m. Join us in celebrating and supporting the dedicated community volunteers of the Sheriff's Posse, whose outstanding efforts range from event support to search and rescue operations, all serving our community. And there will be a new sheriff in town in 2024. Tuscola County Sheriff Glenn Skrent is not seeking re-election after more than 46 years of service in law enforcement. During his career in the sheriff's department, he has held the positions of deputy corrections, dispatcher, detective, and undersheriff. Skrent, a Lincoln Park native, had planned on being a conservation officer but ended up in forestry management. It was while working in that position, he witnessed troopers and canines working the woods, looking for a murder suspect that sparked his interest in law enforcement. His first job was with the Cass City Police Department. Due to Skrent's retirement, there are three contenders for the position. Two of the contenders for sheriff are from within the department, and the other is a Caro businessman. Lieutenant Jail Administrator Brian Harris, who is a 20-year veteran of the department, is running to replace his boss. Sergeant Ryan Robinson, who has been with the department for 18 years and is a canine handler, is a contender also. And the third candidate is Brandon Putman, who is running on the platform of being a constitutional sheriff. His background is as a businessman. A constitutional sheriff's goal is ensuring public safety, protecting civil rights and liberties, and upholding the United States Constitution. The position of sheriff will be on the August and November ballots and is a four-year term. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Worried about high interest rates? Not with John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Make yard and farm projects a breeze this spring by saving big on select John Deere zero-turn mowers, gators, and compact utility tractors. You only have until April 30th to get up to $1,500 off and 0% financing for 72 months on select 1, 2, 3, and 4 series John Deere tractors. Stop into Tri-County Equipment and pick up a Z700 zero-turn John Deere mower with 0% financing for 36 months on approved credit. Gator utility vehicles are all on sale with select models offering 3.9% financing for 84 months on approved credit. Also, huge cash incentives on Tri-County's entire inventory. So drive into spring with a new John Deere tractor, zero-turn mower, or Gator utility vehicle and kiss those high-interest rates goodbye. But you better hurry. All offers end April 30th, 2024.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bergstrom, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The state 911 committee, otherwise known as SNC, is spotlighting Michigan's emergency telecommunicators and their crucial role in public safety during National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week, running from April 14th to April 20th. Despite staffing challenges, Michigan's 911 professionals have shown exceptional service, integrating new technologies like video and location-based routing for wireless 911 calls. Ms. Joni Harvey, state 911 administrator, praised their dedication and adaptability, urging recognition for their year-round commitment to public service. Telecommunicators handle dispatching and coordinating various incident responses, including calls from multiple platforms like wireless, landline, VoIP, smart devices, and text messages. Mr. Jeff Trover, the SNC chair, emphasize the importance of acknowledging telecommunicators as the backbone of emergency services, urging appreciation for their compassionate work. And authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office said 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigamme Township was there searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from shore on Lake Michigamme. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try to rescue the dog but fell in himself and could not get out. A sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. And Michigan's Attorney General Dana Nessel welcomes the EPA's finalized proposals for national PFAS drinking water standards, emphasizing the need for constituent nationwide protections. Nessel vows to defend Michigan's existing standards against legal challenges. Michigan, a leader in PFAS regulation, has its own standards since 2020. The AG's office is currently defending these standards in court against a challenge from 3M, a major PFAS manufacturer. Nessel reaffirms her commitment to public health and environmental protection. The EPA's proposed standards more stringent in some aspects, follow a 5-year compliance window for public water suppliers. Michigan will work to integrate these standards into its regulatory framework, ensuring continued safeguarding of drinking water. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's time to spring into a new vehicle from Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. In stock and arriving daily, you'll find a nice selection of Escape, Bronco Sport, Bronco, Edge, Explorer, F-150, and Expeditions. Deals include up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 2.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Escape, up to $3,000 factory rebate plus 0.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Edge, up to $2,250 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Explorer, up to $3,750 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing for 60 months on a 2024 Expedition, up to $4,000 factory rebate plus 3.9% financing on a 2023 F-150. Take an incoming stock order and save an extra $500 factory rebate on most models. Current offers end on April the 30th, 2024. Trade-in assistance, renewal, and plan cash included in factory rebate offers. APR offers based on credit approval.
Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. 8 people were shot, including a young girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence on the city's south side. The 7-year-old girl was shot in the head and died, while a 1-year-old boy and a 7-year-old boy were each shot multiple times and listed in critical condition on Saturday night. Chicago Police Department Deputy Chief Don Jerome says the adult victims were between the ages of 19 and 40. The victims were standing outside at a family gathering at the time of the shooting around 9 p.m. and were transported to area hospitals by the Chicago Fire Department. Jerome says the investigation is preliminary, but witness accounts described two possible shooters on foot. He says the shooting was not random. And Donald Trump's history-making criminal trial is set to start Monday with a simple but extraordinary procedural step that is vital to American democracy. A group of regular citizens, Trump's peers in the eyes of the law, will be chosen to decide whether the former president of the United States is guilty of a crime. The process of picking a jury could take a few days. Lawyers on both sides of the case will have limited opportunities to try and shape the panel in their favor. The court will seek to get people who are willing to put their personal opinions aside and make a decision based on the evidence. And the unprecedented attack on Iran by Iran on Israel early Sunday ratcheted up regional tensions. It confirmed long-held fears about the Israel-Hamas war spiraling into a broader conflagration. But Iran, Israel, the United States, and Hamas also walked away with some gains. Israel may have restored faith in its military, while Iran has shown that it can and will respond. The U.S. stood by Israel and is now hoping to influence Israel not to respond further. Hamas is backed by Iran, but had not seen direct Iranian intervention in the wider conflict until now. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.